Hello?
Hello, we are conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. To start, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in Columbus?
Yes.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. Do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
Vote in person on election day.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. And now I would like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Let's start with Adrienne Hood. From 0 to 10, how favorable is for you?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the name.
Oh, Adrienne Hood.
I don't even know who that is.
Thank you. And what about Nancy De Ockhauer?
I don't know who that is either.
What about Shannon Harden?
I don't know who that is.
Emmanuel Remy?
I don't know who that is either.
Okay.
I haven't looked at the ballot to look at the people yet.
It's okay. What about Joseph Motil?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And what about the Columbus City Council from 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you?
Oh, the Columbus City Council?
Yes.
I would say probably a 4.
Thank you so much. And Farhan Jetty?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Mm-hmm. It's Farhan Jetty.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Nick Bankston?
I don't know that either.
Andrew Ginther?
I would say a 5.
Thank you. And Louis Gill?
Six.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the Columbus City Council, ma'am, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither exactly right? Would you say you would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing? Or would you rather elect new people to the City Council so the Council can go in a new direction?
I would say new people.
Thank you. If the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Joseph Moto or Andrew Ginther?
I haven't made up my mind yet.
It's okay. And if the election for the city council were held today, would you vote for Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
I haven't done my research on that yet, so I'm undecided on that.
I understand. And what about Farhan Jeffy and Nick Bankston?
I can tell you, I'm undecided on everything right now because I haven't pulled the thing and I haven't sat down to decide who I'm voting for.
Thank you. Okay. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in Colombo City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Colombo City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 billion for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements, at a collective rate not exceeding $7.7 million for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the country auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
I'm voting yes to approve.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
I usually lean more to the Republican Party.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, lived with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I'm sorry. I did vote.
Mm-hmm.
And you're asking me who I voted for?
Yes, ma'am.
I voted for Trump.
Thank you. Last year, that is the 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Probably 115.
Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and thank you for your kindness helping me with these questions. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care.